When the creators of the show Mad Men went looking for theme music, they landed on this, an excerpt of a piece by the DJ and producer RJ D2. Lately, RJ D2 has been thinking a lot about what makes a great TV theme song. As a matter of fact, he and his kid recently went down a rabbit hole.
Anybody who's a parent will know that you go through periods in which your kids are very obsessive about a thing. And we're sitting around listening to vinyl compilations called Television's Greatest Hits.
One after another, they gorged on theme songs from the 70s and 80s, and RJ D2 started to notice some admirable qualities in the composition.
You know, you have a finite time. The composers and producers probably want to get in quick, establish a melody. You know, it was the kind of thing that you could sing if you're walking down the street. And they would have some intrigue in terms of their harmonic structure. A lot of them would have a great groove, super, super funky.
All that obsession about theme songs started to change his own writing. And you can hear the influence on his new album, Visions Out of Limelight. I asked RJ D2 to name one particular theme song that gave him a roadmap.
Starsky and Hutch. You know, it gets right in. The groove is incredible here. The drumming is phenomenal. It propels you. And then it's got a melody that, for me, it's very kind of earwormy. It sticks in your head. And then, it's got a concise out. It doesn't just fade out. You know, it's constructed like a 30 to 45 second piece of music.
So yeah, that brought back a ton of memories. I remember that song. I remember how it really laid down exactly the vibe of that entire era. So how did that then lead to something on your new album?
It got me out of the mindset of making songs that were structured like verse, chorus, pop song type structures. And the other big one for me was I put a very high prominence on having a strong melody.
What is it about musicians like you that love to peel things apart? I mean, you just, it seems like you grab a song and you're like, oh, how did that work and why did that work? I mean, it just seems like a lot of musicians love doing that stuff. Whether something comes out of it artistically or not, I think it seems like you love seeing how the whole thing was put together.
Absolutely. You know, I remember hearing an interview with Grandmaster Flash, and he was talking about how he took apart a mixer and reassembled it. He just loved to take things apart as a kid. I think that there is a lot of similarities in producers and people that are interested in the mechanics of how a beat goes together, or the guts of a song, if you will, and engineering. You know, to me, it is in many ways its own form of engineering and problem solving.
Because for this new album, I heard that you found inspiration in older hip-hop production, like for your song Through It All, kind of using mouth sounds as an element. When you think about the sounds that your mouth can make, other than, you know, singing actual words and lyrics, I mean, there's a lot of musicality in there that I think sometimes people think, well, it's just your mouth making some silly sounds.
Timberland was probably a big influence on that particular song. He was the first guy to me that made noises with his mouth. Some of them are, like, on some of those Aaliyah recordings, they're so precise. Won't you pick me up at the park right now, up the block, while everyone sleeps, sleep, sleep. I don't know if he could have done that just in one take, go in the vocal booth, and that's what you're hearing. And that intrigued me. So for Through It All, that sound, which is, I'm just flicking my mouth and kind of making an expanding O shape. And then one day I was like, well, if I dump that into the MPC, maybe I can make it sound in a manner that a human couldn't do in real time.
So when you have one of these, like, just inspiration moments. I mean, how long does it take to kind of put all that together, considering that you have so many different elements that are involved here?
You know, it comes back to this idea of engineering and seeing things as parts for me. The day that I had inspiration to do that, I went to the microphone, recorded it, dump it in the sampler. And then that just sits there. I have no idea where I'm going to use that. It's like having just chunks of raw material sitting around in piles at all times. They were just sitting around waiting to get used until that song kind of reaches its like critical mass. We're like, okay, once the piano's down, at that point I'm almost looking for things that are high contrast. Like the piano's really pretty. I need something to, I don't want to say ruin the piano. So far he's like, well, the piano is real pretty. How do you do something that's really high contrast that's going to kind of trash the thing a little bit, but it'll still be cool?
I love how you're worried about the feelings of the piano. All the city noise. Ooh, can you hear me? So I can receive. See the mystery of the morning. Considering that this kind of got started in a way while you're listening to TV theme songs with your son, what does he think of this? I mean, has he heard any of the songs?
He actually shot the video for this song, so he's heard this song, but he's not the kind of guy to just like, hey, Dad, I want to hear your new album. Let's sit down and listen to it. You know, and which is perfectly fine. You know what I mean? He's got his own musical interests, and I don't have any pride about that type of thing.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's RJD2. His new album is Visions Out of Limelight. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.